With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's employers continued to grow their payrolls last month. The government reports employers hired 177,000 people in April, a better showing than analysts had been expecting. Jobs added in the fields of healthcare, financial services, and transportation, among other fields. The unemployment rate unchanged, 4.2%. Wall Street futures moving even higher in light of this strong jobs report. Unless you want to donate, an executive order signed by President Trump means you'll no longer be funding public broadcasting.
The order instructs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to, quote, cease federal funding and PBS, close quote, and further requires that they work to root out indirect sources of public financing for the news organizations. The White House, in a social media post announcing the signing, said the outlets, quote, receive millions from taxpayers to spread radical, woke propaganda disguised as news. The broadcasters get roughly $500 million in public money through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and have been preparing for the possibility of stiff cuts since Trump's election, as Republicans have long complained about them. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel uses its big stick in defense of persecuted religious minorities in Syria. The Israelis dropping a bomb near the presidential palace in Damascus in defense of the Druze religious minority community. Made in the USA, the Trump administration looking to see that label attached to more manufactured goods sold in the U.S. Vice President Vance says we are well on the way to realizing that goal. Vance addressing a group of steelworkers at a plant in South Carolina. And on Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 349 points. This is SRN News. IBM dumps DEI.
Add the giant tech company to the growing list of major firms that have decided to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs under pressure from customers. Critics of DEI say it promotes transgenderism and other aspects of the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. President Trump is also campaigning against DEI, vowing to purge the federal government of such programs. IBM is following in the footsteps of Pepsi, MasterCard, and Johnson & Johnson. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ohio Supreme Court has reinstated a law banning sex change operations on children. The measure also bars males from competing on women's sports teams. The High Court's 4-3 decision reverses a lower court ruling in March that blocked the 2023 legislation from taking effect. The decision marks a victory for Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, who has characterized the legal dispute as a fight to protect these unprotected children. This is SRN News. What a way to celebrate a birthday, and in this case, it's two for the price of one.
The U.S. Army has been planning a 250th birthday festival on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for June 14th, which just happens to coincide with President Trump's 79th birthday. The large parade is a newly added element, one that Trump has long wanted. He said this in 2017 after seeing France's Bastille Day parade.
It was really a beautiful thing to see. They had representatives from different wars and different uniforms. It was really so well done.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
That man who fell from the 21-foot-high Clemente Wall in the right field at PNC Park in Pittsburgh during a game between the Pirates and the Chicago Cubs remains hospitalized in critical condition. Pittsburgh Public Safety noting on X that the incident is being treated as accidental. More details at SRNNews.com.